Get closer to the game with Starting Lineup on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
Hey, Terry, a former point guard, you being a former point guard, I want to hear, you know, how important you think it is, you know, for the Spurs to continue moving the ball the way they have. I mean, 30 assists on 40 shots has to be huge. And with that type of offensive efficiency, what, if anything, do you look for them to maybe adjust or change going into game two?
Well, I mean, the Spurs have been doing that all year long. They, you know it, I know it. We've had the privilege of playing under that system. Their whole system is about sharing. And as Pop said numerous times this year, their offense possessions, he wants good shots to great shots. And I think they've done that. They've always been able to make that next pass. And they have guys, they've been able to put guys, a Boris Diaw, who is unbelievable, obviously have vision, can put it on the floor and can find guys, as he did in the first half of that great pass to Timmy at the basket. So you're going to expect them to still have ball movement, great body movement, and you have to have that against a team like Miami. Miami is such an unbelievable team when it comes to their defensive schemes and their ability to rotate, the ability to make sure that they take something away and see how you respond and see if you can make that next play. And obviously San Antonio made that next play, and guys came up with great shots down the stretch and kind of gave them an extension they needed.
You know, Terry, you played with Tim Duncan, and it's been a long time since you played with him. And the fact that not only the fact that Tim Duncan is playing, but how about last night? You know, 21 points, 10 rebounds, goes 9 of 10. I'm sure he never ceases to amaze you, right?
He never does. I mean, he's cheating Father Time. I can tell you that much. He's winning the battle. Not many people win the battle with Father Time. It's just he's just a professional. I mean, the way he goes about his business every day, the way he conducts himself. And you just know he's going to be that type. He's going to give that type of effort every night, the way he prepares himself for practice, the way he goes into mentally getting ready. And we all know as you get long teeth, your quickness and other things aren't there. But mentally he's there. His basketball IQ is very sharp, and he knows where his sweet spots on the court. And he goes to those sweet spots. And more importantly, his teammates know where they are, and they make sure that he gets the ball in those spots where he can really be effective for them and be very effective and make sure that they don't get an empty possession.
Terry, you've coached before. If you're coaching the Miami Heat right now, are you panicking right now? Are you, you know, thinking it's time to make adjustments or changes? And if so, what changes do you make for the Heat going into game two?
Well, first thing I do, I try to see if I can get some type of air conditioning place or something on the bench. I don't know. The football guys have heating seats. Maybe they can bring in some air conditioning seats to kind of keep those guys from cramping up. But I think the most important thing, they're going to have to make some adjustments, is the pick-and-roll situation. San Antonio did a really good job with just precision passing into that big who short-rolled or long-rolled to the middle of the paint. And most of the time, the weak side rotator was a small guy. And when you have Boris or you have Timmy catching the ball or Splitter catching the ball, they saw over those guys where they were able to finish at the rim or if not able to kick the ball to a wide open three. So I think they're going to do a better job in that type of coverage. All in all, I think they were doing a good job for most of the parts. They got San Antonio to turn the ball over. They were able to get in the open court. They were able to convince some easy baskets that way. And they're going to continue to try to do that. That's the brand they want to play. They're selections, get steals, and get into the open court. San Antonio, I think, did a great job again. Just what they do, they move the ball, they move bodies, they make defensive teams have to react to the way they move the ball from strong side to weak side, and it was great to see.
The Starting Lineup, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.